Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, joined today by my special guest, Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. Sorry, Commissioner Black.
He's special, too.
I know where I stand. Yeah, I know where I stand. Don't worry.
I knew I was special, but Rick, he's special, too.
I didn't think, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Rick. But to tell
thanks,
you how this
let's see, going, who are you?
Believe me, there's days I ask that question. Mix of sun and clouds today, high near 82. Cloudy tonight, could see some showers. And then Saturday, cloudy with rain likely. And then for your Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain as well. So happy Easter to the two of you. I know it's been an extremely busy time. But real quick, Commissioner Bubb, because today is a really special day, not only here in Licking County, but across the state. Maybe explain what's happening today with the Two Lights commemoration.
It's a national celebration. Not just Licking County, it's being celebrated across Ohio and at the State House tonight. Basically, 250 years ago today, the prelude to the American Revolution, which turned 13 colonies into a new nation and separated us from our colonial masters, the British. It was a rather momentous time in American history. It was a volatile time because the Sons of Liberty and a lot of the colonists didn't feel they were well treated by the British monarch, and they wanted to be an independent country and not colonial states tied to the crown. And the British weren't crazy about that idea because they were making a lot of money taking the wealth from the new nation to Britain. So the long story short is that the Minutemen, the farmers, the people who were the Sons of Liberty, they were pretty aggressive. And the British had decided they wanted to kind of disarm them, take their weapons, their gunpowder, and their supplies, and just kind of keep them subservient, and that's a matter of record. And the word got out, there was lots of spies even back then, the word got out that the British regulars, both aboard ship and that were based in Boston, were going to go out into the hinterlands in Massachusetts. It was a smaller country then, and basically confiscate. And this night, April 18th, 1775, the Sons of Liberty, if they got the signal that the regulars were going to come out and visit the towns and the folks in the country, that they were going to get on horses and ride and warn them that the regulars were coming. And so one if by land and two if by sea, it turned out that it was both by land and sea. And so Paul Revere, William Dawes, great-great-great-grandfather of Beeman Dawes, who founded the Arboretum, but he was a shopkeeper in Boston, and Stanton and probably a couple of others, they got on their horses and they started out. And they didn't say the British are coming. They said the regulars are coming. And people knew exactly what that meant. Mm-hmm. And so that got their dander up, so to speak. And that happened this night 250 years ago. That was the prelude to April 19th, which is the anniversary is tomorrow, or part of Saturday. And that was the first shots fired in the American Revolution. You're well aware of the history, Dave, at Lexington and Concord Bridge. And across the country, as sort of a beginning to the America's 250th celebration, there will be two lights hung at homes, at businesses, town halls across the country. On the county administration building downtown tonight, two large flickering lanterns will be there for the weekend to show our support for Two Light Night. And the courthouse will be red, white, and blue tonight. That's in conjunction with other counties in Ohio, many individuals, and even a big program at the State House tonight. Mm-hmm. So if you wonder why the courthouse is red, white, and blue tonight, not blue for the Easter season, but red, white, and blue, it's because we are marking the start of our country 250 years ago.
And, just to go back just about a week ago, you had a commemoration for the old Civil War cannon over at Cedar Hill Cemetery. So it just seems like these things have kind of fed right into each other. And yeah. I saw pictures of that. That was a beautiful ceremony. I think you posted video. I mean, it's a lot of history here.
Well, MP, and of course, the Civil War was a lot more recent. But we don't want people to forget that some momentous things happened on the East Coast in 1775 that led to a 9-year war before we were able to actually separate and have the Paris Peace Treaty. A little bit of trivia, we'll dovetail into this and ask Rick Black to talk about the open house at the courthouse in our West Courtroom. But one of the five founding fathers who were pictured in the Tiffany-like glass windows in the courtroom is Ben Franklin. Interesting thing, he is the only of the founding fathers that signed the Big Three. Mm-hmm. That's the Declaration, the new Constitution, and the Treaty of Paris to end the Revolution. Mm. So, Ben, and that's part of American history. But Rick, we've redone the courtroom, and we've got a big open house coming up.
We've got probably the most beautiful courtroom in the state of Ohio. I've been here all my life. I don't recall what those murals on the ceiling looked like because of all the years of coal-burning fireplaces and pipes and cigars being smoked in the courtroom. And so
not anymore.
Thank goodness we're not doing that. But
we tossed all that stuff.
Yeah, we tossed all that out. But to see those murals and that room so beautiful, it's just breathtaking. And so on May 1st, which is Law Day, we're having a rededication of that courtroom. With a lot of local dignitaries, a lot of judges coming in to see it, some Supreme Court judges from Ohio Supreme Court. And it's going to be a magnificent day. After the ceremony, the courtroom will be open from 1 to 4 for the public to come in and take a look at it and see what we've done. It's going to be, I still say it's the best, most beautiful courtroom in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm.
And the whole courthouse will be open for an open house. There's actually 6 courtrooms in the building. This West courtroom that Rick speaks of, which is just loaded with Americana history and artwork, will be the high point. But by the way, there are several other beautiful courtrooms, and it's a beautiful building. If you haven't been in it, bring the family. This is an opportunity you're not on trial. This is not Judge Day. This is open house day for the people who pay for this, who own the courthouse. It's our courthouse. It doesn't belong to the commissioners. It belongs to the people of Licking County. We're throwing the doors open from 1 to 4. There will be tours. You can come and talk to the people that work there. There will be some displays, and the rooms will be on display so that you can see your courthouse. It's the most iconic building in Licking County, period. And May 1st, that Law Day, but make a note, May 1st, Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4. And I know Rick and I and Dwayne will be there, Commissioner Flowers, and we look forward to greeting you that day and look forward to seeing you downtown.
And real quick, to go back to Commissioner Rick Black, you sat on the Lakewood scoreboard. You were very involved with curriculum, with the school board. The history, and you and I have talked about this before, we've got to get our kids to learn this. This is a perfect opportunity for them to come.
It's a great opportunity for them to come down and their families, even if some classes would want to come down. We can make arrangements for that, and they can tour that building and see the history and so forth. It's their building, too. I mean, we started this courthouse total renovation when I first became commissioner back in 2015, I believe. And it's just been an ongoing process. Yeah, it's like an old house. You just got to keep working and working and working. And we do that. This isn't the end of our restoration in the building, but it's one of the most prominent ones.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Think about it this way. It's a 19th century building built after the Civil War, 1876, 1878. Opened in October of 78. Caught fire in 79 and had to be redone on the top. And it's a 19th century building. We have restored the appearance of that beautiful West courtroom on the second floor to its 19th century appearance. It is going to be dramatically beautiful. It's a piece of art. But at the same time, we put some money in this. We installed 21st century technology, new digital technology for the videos, the cabling, the sound system, the lighting. It goes, keep in mind, while we want to celebrate the 19th century history of the building, it is our 21st century courthouse. Three major courts hold court there every day, juvenile probate and two courts of the general division of the common pleas. And every day there are people in there, civil and criminal proceedings underway. It is our courthouse. We take care of it. It's our charge to take care of it, and we do it. And we want you to come and see it. And keep in mind that what we've done, we've made it a relevant courthouse for right now with the technology, but we've brought back the beautiful look of the 19th century so that you can appreciate what our forefathers built there.
I can't imagine what the judges are going to be like when they get in that. I mean, I know they've been down and they've watched it, but boy, just to be actually in there when they're, adjudicating a case, and just kind of look around a little bit, because, they know what it was like. what it looked like now, and now what you're going to have it coming up. So again, that'll be on May 1st.
We don't want them to have all the fun.
Well, that is true.
We want the people who pay for this, the residents of Licking County, to come down.
Yep.
And everyone knows the courthouse. They know it at Christmas time. They drive around the square. How many times have you ever parked and go in? Unless you go in to watch a trial, unless you have business with the clerk of court or the probate court, like a marriage license, reasons like that, that you go into the courthouse. But you don't have to have an excuse this time. Just come down and enjoy the open house, because we want to share it with you, and we really are sincere about that.
Yep. So that's, again, Thursday, May 1st. Get down there and check it out from 1 to 4 for the open house. Real quick before we take a break, it's hard to believe the election is just right around the corner. I had Brian Mead on, it was about a week ago, talking about the poll books and the situation there. People need to be aware of that.
It's going to be fine. We'll have a good election.
Yep.
There's three things maybe we could hit real quick. I'll ask Rick to hit the first one. I'll hit a couple of them. Maybe Rick, as a former township trustee, can talk about the value of Issue 2 is so important.
Yeah. It is so important to maintain and improve our roads and bridges and infrastructure. It's not a new tax. It's not a tax. We're going out and issue bonds. State of Ohio is. And to improve and maintain our infrastructure. And this is so important. This is not the first rodeo for that. We've done this before, but we need to continue this.
Yeah.
And it's like statewide and bridges.
Support issue two.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Issue two is absolutely a yes, because infrastructure is everything. And we believe in issue two in the Ohio Public Works. It's not going to cost you. I mean, you know, the state retires the debt on the bonds from their money, but it's the state's way of helping to build the infrastructure at the county, city, township, and village level in Ohio. The money comes back, and it's used every year, and we should. We do have aggregation on the ballot in 12 of our townships. And I'll just hit them real quick, because folks out there, you know where you live. Bennington Township up north, Burlington, Hanover Township out east, Hartford Township, that's the Johnstown area, Jersey Township along 161, Liberty Township in northwestern Licking County, Madison Township out east, Marianne Township out east, Monroe Township, again, up in the Johnstown area, Newton Township, Newark Township, right above the city of Newark, and St. Albans Township, that's Alexandria. Those 12 areas have aggregation on the ballot. Here's what you need to know. Bottom line, the goal is to save you money on your electric, especially electric, is where you can save a lot of money, and we can also save you a little bit of money on your natural gas. It doesn't cost you anything. If you don't want to be in aggregation, you can opt out for free. But if you vote for that in your community, you'll join the family under the county umbrella of aggregation, which includes all the cities and all the villages, and four townships already have aggregation. So more than a majority of the residents of Licking County already enjoy lesser utility rates because of aggregation. The goal is simply to save these 12 folks in these 12 townships some money. It's not going to cost anything. It's not a tax. It's an opportunity to buy utility-grade electric and natural gas wholesale. And it works. It absolutely works. Works for you, Dave Doney, out in Pataskala, where you live. And so I would urge the folks that have aggregation on the ballot to certainly give it serious consideration, because bottom line, the goal is to save you money. It is probably the only time you can ever vote on an issue on the ballot that's not going to cost you anything. It's going to save you money. Think about that for a moment. And really, sincerely, something that means a lot to us, and I know Rick would reinforce this, is the Children's Services levy, which is the Keep Caring levy. It's a renewal of a 10-year levy. It's the money that we use to take care of children who are, in many cases, in dire straits.
Yes, we've got so many kids. Just all various issues,
right.
You know, family issues, health issues. It really tugs at your heartstrings when you get to know what's going on.
Yeah, and on a statewide level, I was talking to folks at the Ohio Children's Trust Fund. You know, this is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the numbers were staggering.
It's
44 kids a day in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So these services are so needed
here
in our local level
of
Licking County.
Just use an example. What happens to a little child if the parents get involved in drugs? Maybe there's only one parent, maybe they become addicted, and maybe they're so addicted to the drugs that they can't pay attention to feed the children or care for them. All right, now what do you do? And that's where our job and family services and the social services folks step in, because these children are helpless. They're orphaned, essentially. And so through the foster program and through a lot of specialized programs, we're doing what we can to get these children up to adulthood and get them in foster care, get them in treatment. And a lot of it's expensive. But if you don't do that, you're giving up on part of a generation of children who otherwise would be lost in the world. How do you do that? We're a community. We're a government. It's up to us to step up in some situations where these children otherwise would be in a terrible strait. And that's the future of our country, by the way, are the children. So the Children's Services Levy is bottom line. Everybody gets it. So you really need to get out and support that renewal, because that's the money that's spent to make a difference in these lives.
And again, I say this all the time. Kids don't choose their parents. They are born in that situation. They have nothing to do with that.
No problem.
Don't put it on the kids. Let's help them if we can. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney. And having some fun with Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black, and we'll explain the fun we're having. But looking at the weather real quick, a mix of sun and clouds today, high near 80, cloudy tonight, chance of rain, same for Saturday, and unfortunately same for your Easter Sunday, cloudy, chance of rain all weekend long. But hey, look, anytime you talk about food, it makes people happy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, did you see Commissioner, look at him over there. He perked up right away. Tomorrow morning, get out is a great way to, you know, support a wonderful organization, the Historical Society. It's the Johnny Clem Breakfast. My guess is you may be down there for that.
I might be down there. Just have to wait and see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait and see. You run in front of everybody. Yeah. That's what we'll wait and see.
What time does it start, Tim?
Buckingham House, you know, on the near to downtown Newark on 6th Street, Veterans Park, Buckingham House, so you're inside, rain, sleet, snow, whatever we're going to get tomorrow. And it's 8 o'clock in the morning till 11. They're going to be cooking up all the breakfast foods that you like. It's a fundraiser for the Licking County Historical Society. It's called the Johnny Clem Breakfast Fundraiser. We're back to Civil War here, honoring General Clem, who came from Licking County and fought as a youth in the Civil War, and later retired as a major general from the Army. His statue is right out front of the Buckingham House. Go down, learn about General Clem. Come to breakfast tomorrow morning, Buckingham House, 8 to 11. $10 for adults, $5 for children under the age of 12. And it's just a show-up breakfast. I do plan to go down and I'll try to be good. I'll try to be good. But we want to support the Historical Society because, hey, they're doing a lot of things. One of the things that we're joining them in support of is this Support for America 250. One of the things that we're going to do, you're going to hear more about it as we get to July, is the Passport Program. Basically, what they're doing is putting the finger on about 44 significant points of interest in Licking County, historical points of interest anywhere from the mountains to covered bridges to you name it, things that you and your kids and grandkids need to see and visit. The Passport Program is going to be a neat thing during America's 250th from this July 4th to July 4th of next year. You get the passport, you go out, you visit them, you get them stamped, you make note of your visits, and actually they're going to give away a little challenge coin to, I think, the first 500 people that actually complete the passport. But it's a way of celebrating America's 250th here in Licking County. And so you'll hear more about the passport program coming up, but that's one of several things that Howard and the folks at the Historical Society are doing to make our community a better place. And you can learn about that probably more tomorrow morning if you come down to Buckingham House.
And I'll tell you what, tomorrow really kicks on. Not that it hasn't already. You had the rededication ceremony last week for the cannon at Cedar Hill Cemetery. But boy, I was looking through your newsletter, Commissioner Bub, and there is a bunch of things that folks can take advantage of over the next few months. I mean, obviously you're getting into the great weather, but Master Gardener's got things going on. You had in there, you know, the Heisey Wind Ensemble, the Granville Symphony Orchestra, Newark Granville Symphony Orchestra. What I'm getting at is there's a lot to do in this community. Get out and enjoy it and take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's you really need to just step out. Come on, the weather's finally breaking, and whether the Manticore's got their Sanger Fest coming up, the Barbershoppers are going to have their big show at the Midland coming up. You've had those on your radio program. Mm-hmm. Summer concerts are coming up. It's a fun time of year. The weather is breaking. They're mowing grass. It's supposed to get warm this weekend. Sure, it'll rain. Yeah, it gets warm. It's going to rain. But, hey, it's not going to rain all the time. It's Easter. Enjoy the nice holiday and get out and enjoy the things that are coming up in Licking County. Rick, you've got something coming up, a choral group coming up.
The what's called Pro Arte Ohio, it's formerly Lancaster Chorale, is coming to Newark on May the 10th at Second Presbyterian Church at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is an outstanding choral ensemble. There's a couple people in the group that are local. They're residents of Licking County. They live and work here in the county. About 25 to 30 different professional choral musicians. Outstanding ensemble. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the church at Second Presbyterian at 4 o'clock on Saturday, May 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, it's a free program.
Are you going to be performing, or are you going to be sitting back and enjoying?
I will be introducing them and then go enjoy the program.
There you go. So this time you get to relax.
I get to sit back and just enjoy it.
Kick the feet up.
I heard their Christmas concert back in late November, and I just sat there and went, wow.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's just an outstanding group. It'll be a great program.
Yeah. Busy time of the year. Also for, you know, construction jobs, infrastructure, and those kind of things. And the county is not unlike every other county. You're going to see barrels out. You're going to see folks working. This is a busy time of the year, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there
some projects that folks need to be keeping an eye out for that are going to be coming up?
Just watch when you're driving around. There's something going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Small stuff, big stuff. You know, there's a bridge just down the road from me on Canyon Road that it's an old WPA bridge. It's still pretty solid, but it's having some work done on it right now. We got to meander around that construction that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, one thing maybe make note of that will affect people's lives as you travel around, the Ohio Department of Transportation is repaving the Newark Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting started about now. The south leg and the east-west legs are being done. Really over the next 2 months.
Yep.
So it's, you know, traffic maintained, but you know how it is when traffic's maintained, but you're also repaving or grinding down and paving part of the lane. So just expect to see some delays on the expressway. Yep. Just stay alert to that. It's traffic maintained, but, from time to time you have to redo these highways in the Ohio climate because of our freeze-thaw cycle. The roads don't hold up forever. So we're pleased that the state is putting some money into our Route 16 Expressway this summer.
Yeah, we ran the story when they got it out. It's going to be from Dayton down to here and then coming off of 79 as well. So a lot going on there. Maybe looking down the road over the next few months, anything on the calendar that the commissioners are really going to be working on? I mean, I know you're through the budget process is done and that's put to bed, but I mean, is there some other things that you're going to be hitting?
Well, there's always a budget. The new budget's already on the horizon. But no, we're doing capital projects, a variety of them, taking care of our facilities. One thing I did want to mention, maybe in passing, and maybe we can get into it at a future interview because more information will be available, but people are aware of the opiate crisis that really hit this country over a decade ago when the pill mills existed. A lot of people suffered addiction problems in Licking County as well as across Ohio. There was a federal lawsuit that was filed against the companies, the Purdue Pharmas, the distributors, even the pharmacies, basically because they were complicit in pushing out these heroin-like pills that addicted and cost a lot of people their lives. And there's still a lot of people walking around that have addiction problems because of that. They've paid a considerable price for the things that they did, marketing a drug that they said was not addictive when it was. They lost in court. They pled guilty. And that money, which is millions and millions, is being funneled back into the communities from the federal lawsuit. It's called the One Ohio Opiate Fund. And we have money coming back to Licking County, both from the state, the region, West Seven County region, and money directly to Rick and Dwayne and myself, the commissioners, to distribute. And there are three programs right now up and running that are being funded with that money. One of them is called the Navigator Program. You've had Chad Brown in here, Board of Health. And basically, it's to help families that have problems, addiction problems within the family, to a hand-holding thing to help people seek out treatment. And it's more than just a 1-800, here's what to do. It's a hand-holding kind of thing where they take on a case and work with the family over a couple of years, because it takes a couple of years to really beat an addiction. That's one thing. Two of the funding came in the amount of a lot of money. The region had about $3 million. Licking County got funding for two big programs, one through LAP, the Licking Alcoholism Prevention Program, up on Stevens Street. You'll hear more about it. It's called COART, and that stands for Community Outreach Addiction Response Team. And they're actually going out in the community to the small communities and to your homes with a team to work with people. And it's called COART. Then the other program is done through Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's to work with kids and teens who are affected by family addiction problems. So I just want you to know, you've seen it in the paper. You've seen how much money is coming back from this federal lawsuit. I want you to know that we're working hard with the Board of Health, with LAP, and with Big Brothers Big Sisters to help spend some of that money targeting families and young people that need help in the community and putting that money to work. You can't fix it all.
Nope.
And for people that lost their lives to addiction, you can't fix that. But what we're trying to do is fix some addiction problems in the community, because those are people that aren't able to hold jobs. It's a drag on the community. So you can't win them all, but the ones that you can win are worth celebrating.
No doubt about
it. And so we're trying to do that.
Well, you know, we had Chad Brown in about a week and a half ago, and I asked him specifically about that Navigator program and how it's been received. He couldn't be any happier. I mean, he was, and of course I said, hey, are there plans to bring on more? And again, he, you know, like everybody else, it's all about funding and getting it in there. But he sounded very, very encouraged and positive with that program.
It's doing something as opposed to doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
And I can tell you that for Rick and Dwayne and Tim, the commissioners, we were more than receptive to putting this money to work. The money is not to be held. It wasn't just put here to be invested.
Right.
It's to be put to work in the community, but appropriately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's there to, like Tim said, appropriately. There's so many people desperately need help on this.
Well, and again,
that's what it's for.
I do a lot with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I've seen it firsthand the effects it has on those kids. And again, to go back to the Children's Services Levy, these kids didn't ask to be born into these situations, but we can't just leave them there. You got
to
help
vote.
Them. That's right.
Voting's underway.
You got to help.
May 6th is the election, but you can come down to the county building and vote right now. The lines are short. Turnout is low.
Yeah.
This is an off-year election. But guess what? So the small numbers of people that vote will actually make these decisions. So if you want to be part of the solution, don't just sit out there and shake your head and say somebody ought to do something. Here's your chance to go vote for the Children's Services Levy, for Issue 2, for things that make a positive difference. So don't sit on your hands and don't just say, well, I voted last year for president. Okay, good.
Yep.
Okay, it's an off-year election this year, and there are decisions to be made.
Well, real quick, happy Easter to the two of you.
Same
Any
to
big
you.
Plans? I know you'll be eating.
I'll be eating. But, you know, also Sunday morning, I have a job.
You know,
I'm creating glorious music on Sunday morning at Second Presbyterian.
What time's your service?
10 o'clock.
There you go.
10
so.
O'clock.
Come on down and enjoy that.
And enjoy the brass.
Commissioner Bubb, you get the family together.
And I'll be outside looking for Easter eggs.
You better bring the money, because they're expensive this year. Easter Bunny may have cut back a little.
Plastic eggs.
Again, we appreciate it. Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black, again, as we always do. Commissioner Bubb, if folks want your newsletter, it's chock full of information. How they get it?
Well, give me a call. You can find all the commissioners on the county website, lickingcounty.gov, and we've got our email addresses and phone numbers on there. Just call me downtown. The number is 670-5118, but I'm sure if you don't remember that number, just look us up, give us a call, leave us a message. Be glad to send the newsletter your way.
Yeah, and again, it's well worth the read. A lot of information in there. I can't wait to read it when you send it to me on my email. So if I'm reading a commissioner's newsletter, everybody should be able to read that newsletter.
I've been really impressed.
Good for you, Dave.
Well, you know, I do like him. I mean, be honest about that. We'll get you back to them again. Happy Easter to everybody and to you and your families as well.